We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. NFL Sunday on EEI is presented by
Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
And co-sponsored by
Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros.
Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And the New England Recovery Center of Westboro, Mass.
This hour of NFL Sunday is brought to you by McFarland Energy and their new customer oil delivery incentive at McFarlandEnergy.com.
NFL Sunday with Rich Keefe, Christian Fourier, and Jermaine Wiggins. Now broadcasting from our Best Yet studios, here's Rich Keefe with Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins.
Coming to you from our Best Yet studios, this is hour number three of NFL Sunday. Keefe, Fourier, and Wiggy. Fourier's got TV, but he'll be back with us around noontime as we go up until 1 o'clock here on WEEI. And no Patriots game this week. We thought we'd get a 5 o'clock game on Monday night against the Denver Broncos. Yeah, it was nice. That's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. And then a Tuesday night game, which is still on, by the way. Right. As of this moment, the Titans had another staff member test positive. So their facility is shut down. But they are still scheduled to play the Bills, which is a really big game in the AFC, on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Patriots, Byron Cowart, becomes the fourth overall player, if you include Bill Murray on the practice squad, to test positive. So here we are, and it looks like the Patriots kind of put their foot down on this one, by all accounts.
And I know Christian, you know, I know he's not here to defend himself, but I know he was like, oh, the NFL's doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
If anything, I think the NFL, when there's been a few situations, now I would say they've done a good job overall, because we haven't seen a ton of situations, but when there are some situations,
but that might even be more the players. Like I think you got to give the credit to the players and the coaches. It seems like the vast majority of them have taken it very seriously,
okay, so,
and are doing
right.
things the right way. Don't you think?
All right, the players and the coaches and the organizations are doing a good job, but it seems like when there is an issue, the NFL doesn't really know what to do. And now there's only been a couple issues, but you had an issue last week against Kansas City with Cam Newton, and you were like, all right, we're going to power through and play, but we're going to leave the day of the game. So they clearly didn't know what they wanted to do. Now it's a week later, and now there's another issue with a player testing positive a couple days before the game, and it's now postponing it.
The Titans a week ago, for a couple of days there, it looked like they were going to try to play on Monday or Tuesday. Remember, that was the reporting.
Yep.
And then that's when they had their rogue practice, which they're getting in trouble for. And then they just wiped that game out. And now they're like, well, the game against the Bills is in jeopardy. Now they're like, Tuesday night football. You're like, Tuesday night football? Like, what are we doing here? So, no, I don't really think they know what they're doing. Let's go to the phones. We got Bill in Connecticut. He joins us next on NFL Sunday. What's up, Bill?
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Morning.
Good. Going.
Wiggy.
What up?
I got to give you a shout out. That show you did with your wife the other day, fantastic, brother.
I appreciate that.
Fantastic.
We got more coming soon, so just stay on the lookout.
Good.
Take care of ourselves.
That was great.
Thank you.
Nice.
That was great. And Kristen, when you're on the morning show, you're hilarious.
Thanks.
You are the best.
Thank you.
And Rich?
Yes.
I'm sorry you have to work with Dale.
Come on, Bill. What's your football point here?
Okay.
Come on, Bill. Cut to it. Let's go.
All right. I just want to know, how can the Titans play and yet the Patriots can't play on Monday night? I don't understand.
Well, I think it's the Patriots didn't want to play, and they put their foot down. And then the league is spinning it like they're doing it for safety. But to Bill's point, you have the Titans game still scheduled. So if it was all about safety, wouldn't they both be wiped out?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
So, I mean, that one doesn't make a lot of sense. I think it's the Patriots. And it's funny because Tom Curran had the tweet about an hour before the postponement where he said he's getting the sense that players and coaches aren't – if they don't feel like they should play, they're not going to.
But I would want to know, what is it that they're upset about? What's the reason why they don't want to play? Is it the practice time?
That'd be my guess for Belichick, but also maybe just the way the league jerked him around last week. Be like, all right, you guys are going to play on Monday now, but don't travel out until Monday. You're going to do it that way. And then you have a week of no practices. And, oh, shocking, there was another positive. And so, but you guys are going to have to play on Monday.
Is that like a revenge petty? Well, we played last week. Now we don't want to play this. Like, I'm asking a serious question.
I don't know if it's petty as much as, all right, we'll kind of, you know, we'll do this for the betterment of like the sport in a way. Like we'll keep the schedule in line pretty close. We'll do it this way. It's not ideal, but all right. Now you're kind of screwing us 2 weeks in a row. So if we don't put our foot down now, when will we? Do you need a third week that's interrupted somehow?
So what are you putting your foot down on? The fact that you didn't have practice, right? You got to give me. It's like, you know, you got to explain to
that's
me.
That's what I think.
Why is it that you don't want to play?
What do you think it is? I think it is the practice thing.
I think it's clearly the practice, okay. And it comes from Bill. Yeah. I don't think players are sitting there going, not all of them, but I don't think there are players going, oh, we didn't get no practice, I don't want to play. I think there are some guys going, you know what? Hey, guess what? We didn't have practice, but I'd still go out there and play. I feel like it's the coach and Bill in this situation who goes, well, wait a second. We already did what you asked last week. We made it an inconvenience for ourselves to go to Kansas City and play. Now, we didn't have practice all week, which was another inconvenience. And it was an inconvenience based off of just, you know, they happen to have guys test positive. And based on the protocol rules, you have to shut the facilities down. So, but now, because we didn't get no practice, that's why I asked the question. If they were able to get one day of practice in this week, would they be playing?
I think they would have played because they would have practiced yesterday and the facility would have been open today. Not that you do a whole lot today, but it's a weird kind of week. It at least would have been open if Coward didn't test positive.
But couldn't they have practiced yesterday, but Bill decided to close the facilities himself?
No. You're thinking, so Friday they could have been in there, okay. And he said no. Saturday they were in there.
Okay, all right. So you could have practiced on Friday, but you chose not to.
Right.
So the NFL... So you could have had 2 days of in-person practice. Isn't that what the NFL would say?
They could say it that way, but then the Patriots could also say, well, look, Byron Cowart had it, so if it was open on Friday, who's to say that he didn't spread it to somebody else while he was there? Like, they have that out also. I think I just broke his brain.
No.
I think I broke Wiggy's brain.
No, I understand
that. I thought
the
mic cut out for a second.
Nope, that was Wiggy thinking.
I was thinking.
Producer alarm just
went off. I was processing that because... Then if you're saying
the
that...
The little hourglass was going upside down, then back upside down.
Look, no, because then if the NFL, weren't you go, well, Byron, he was there the day before and the day before that, and he was in...
Maybe he got it from Gilmore, but the incubation period where he didn't test positive until later.
So what happens if somebody tests positive Monday or Tuesday this week?
It could happen.
Do the Patriots then go come next week against Denver and go, well, we didn't get no practice in this week.
Maybe.
We want to push.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. All right. It looks like we have an answer to one of our questions. Bob is in Melrose. He joins us next. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The reason that the league takes 2 days is because the CDC protocol has established that it takes 2 days for airborne COVID bacteria to settle out in any enclosed space. So before you can go in and sanitize a room, you have to wait 2 days.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay.
Did not know that.
All right. So I guess that's why it's two and not five or one. So I guess maybe that won't move then. Maybe it'll still be the two.
So, all right. If we know that, aren't there going to be other teams that might not be able to get a one in-person practice at all?
I would think because in a weird way, Cam Newton testing positive when he did late in the week, they already had three practices. Now, unfortunately, it's your starting quarterback, and you didn't have three Hoyer or Stidham practices.
Right.
But the point is, they still were able to practice. Then they kick Cam Newton aside, and then they go and play the game. And if it was a home game, it would have been a whole lot safer than if it was a road game. The positive tests that pop up Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, those are the ones I think that are really going to cause chaos for the scheduling.
The Gilmore one, right.
The Gilmore one, because you're like, all right, now you don't have any practices, and then you're like, you can only move so many games to Monday and Tuesday and things like that. I think that's eventually going to have a problem, too.
Yeah, but then doesn't that go down the road of what you proposed? Well, what does it matter if you have in-person practices? You're going to either play and go out there and either win or lose the game, or you're going to say to us you don't want to play and you're going to take the L, right? So that's got to be the thing is the NFL. If the NFL's saying you don't need any in-person practice in order for you to play on Sunday, aren't they telling the Patriots you got no choice but to play Monday night?
Yeah, but apparently in this case, the league listened to the Patriots, which is kind of surprising.
And now moving forward, when to think that we're not going to run into this issue again, where a guy tests positive on a Tuesday, we have to then shut the facilities down for a couple days, and a team does not get the opportunity to have an in-person practice all week. They now have the ability to come to us and go, hey, Roger, we don't want to play Sunday because we didn't have any practices. We want to do what the Patriots did. And Roger's going to be cool with that?
Well, I don't know. Well, honestly, I think we'll find out at some point. I think it will pop up. So here's the plan now, as Schefter reports. The Patriots-Broncos game will be played next Sunday. That was the Patriots' bye.
Mm-hmm.
Week 8 was supposed to be the Denver bye, is now going to be Chargers-Broncos. And then week 11, which was supposed to be Miami's bye, will be Dolphins-Broncos. Like, what a mess.
So the Broncos are getting screwed because they won't have a bye.
It seems like they're all getting screwed because these teams are all moving their bye weeks around in order to make it doable. And so teams might have been planning, all right, we have 8 games, then we have our bye, and then we have 8 more games. Like, nope, now that's getting tossed out, or in the order games are getting changed. It's stupid already.
Well, the bye week is just more so that you have a couple of days off of no practice. But like the Broncos, they practice all week preparing to play. So that's not technically.
No, they got screwed.
Now, that's what I'm saying. The Broncos are getting screwed. Now, granted, you can't go anywhere for the bye week. So people will go, well, what's the difference?
They can't hang out at home. You're done.
The thing is, you don't have to go into the facilities and practice and do nothing. You could take you 3-4 days of just kicking my feet back up and just chilling and doing what I got to do.
And now that's out. You can join us on the show here, 617-779-7937. I do want to get Wiggy's take on Tom Brady's performance on Thursday Night Football. We'll still go around the NFL, 11 games scheduled for Sunday, now one less on Monday as Patriots-Broncos has been pushed to 1 week from today. Don't know if that'll be a 425 or a 1. Haven't seen that just yet, but if we do, we will let you know. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the news of the day, the Patriots-Broncos game has been postponed until next Sunday. This after Byron Cowart tested positive for COVID for the Patriots, becoming the fourth total member, joining Cam Newton, Stephon Gilmore, and practice squad defensive lineman Bill Murray. The Tennessee Titans game, meanwhile, scheduled for Tuesday night against the Buffalo Bills, is still on, even though the Titans had another staff member test positive for COVID. I don't know if that'll change, but to this point, that game is still on. A couple of undefeated teams in the AFC. Bruins signed former Predators forward Craig Smith to a 3-year, $9 million deal. Smith scored 18 goals and 13 assists last season. And local college football, BC beat Pittsburgh 31-30. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, no Patriots game this week. Of course, originally scheduled for today, then moved to Monday, and now moved to next Sunday against the Denver Broncos. So both Denver and the Patriots will have a de facto Week 5 bye week. Real quick injury I want to get to you here. Normally we'd have Patriots inactives if they play at 1 o'clock. Brought to you by Spectrum Health. For the Falcons, Julio Jones inactive for their game against Carolina.
Oh, I like it.
He has not been, he's been banged up so far this year.
I'm still holding
on
to the Mo Money Patriots.
Yeah, Julio Jones to the Patriots. When is that going to happen? When is it going to happen?
No, he's not playing, so hopefully
I feel
soon.
Like that'd be one of those ones where if he showed up here, he would suddenly be healthy. Because I think he's getting a little sick of playing for the Atlanta Falcons.
He's turning into Megatron.
The 0-4 Atlanta Falcons today, by the way. Let's go to Stephen in Hull. He joins us next on NFL Sunday. What's up, Stephen?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Hey, I just want to make a point. I mean, you guys are talking a lot about the people that are influencing the change of the schedule, whether it's the players or the coaches or the actual league. And I think we're forgetting one important entity, and that's the advertisers. And I could almost guarantee that the General Motors, the Anheuser-Busch, the Liberty Mutuals of the world are calling the NFL in New York and being like, hey, what's going on? You keep shifting the schedule. Sunday is more important to us than Tuesday at 5 p.m. or whatever, where they're shifting out. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting, Stephen, because you noticed last week, for example, they had two Monday night games. Mm-hmm. One was on CBS, one was on ESPN. And then this week, now they'll only have one as it turns out, but they were both scheduled to be on ESPN. Because I bet they were pissed. You talk about advertisers. What about all these networks that spend so much money on
right.
it? And the... CBS, it was supposed to be a Patriots-Broncos game on CBS at 425. They even moved it from 1 to 425, put it in that more prime-ish time spot. Then it got bumped to Monday at 5 o'clock, and it was going to be the second broadcast team from ESPN. So, add that to the list of issues that the league has. They got to figure, because some teams are probably thinking, well, I'm supposed to have a primetime game, or I'm supposed to have this in the local market, or I have this, like, I'm spending money to advertise during these games, and
right.
we don't even know when the games are being played.
Well, it's going to be interesting moving forward, right? Because I think we kind of put the Titans in their own little box of...
They've definitely been the most extreme case.
Right. They've kind of been in their own little box of, well, their game actually got postponed where they missed a week of play, right? Mm-hmm. Where the Patriots were kind of... They were kind of like, you know, swimming down that river last week, but then they were able to pull it off. Because remember, that was the biggest thing. You thought, are the Pats Kansas City going to play? We talked about it. Should this game get postponed? Should it get moved? And
right.
it's like, and then they're like, all right, well, they end up playing. Did anybody see this game getting postponed coming? Nope. Because that's where you're losing your money. Because at least if you play, you're still getting some type of money now this week for. The you would have got something
right.
for the Denver game, but now you're now postponing it, so you're missing out on that. And how many games are we going to have to postpone moving forward just from a league-wide, right? We know we've only done it here now will be the second time because originally it was the Titans.
So the Titans, both Titans games, one got postponed to later in the season,
right.
and then one got postponed to Tuesday. Like, they're playing
right.
Tuesday night football.
Right, so if they can pull this one off, then they can say, all right, we can... Like, I guess they don't look at it as bad as if they can go, all right, we kind of... The new normal is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We want to try to get the game... If we got to move the game, we want to at least move it to one of those days if we can't play it on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. But what we want to stay away from is then moving it later down the road, because then that causes the real problem of...
They have not opened up the door yet to that week 18 that we've talked about.
Right.
Like, throw away the Pro Bowl or even push the Super Bowl back 1 week. That seems likely, doesn't it? Like, the Super Bowl is scheduled for the first Sunday in February, as it has been for a long time. I don't think it gets played then.
I don't know, because if we come to this situation again, does the NFL postpone another game? Right? Because you're telling me the only reason why this game got postponed, Patriots and Broncos, was because the Patriots decided.
That's what I think. Now, publicly, it's being spun as the NFL is for safety, and they had the little statement that they came out with, and for safety, they've postponed it. But it feels like it's the Patriots.
But you wouldn't need a week 18 if you go, all right, we just moved it to Monday night like we originally had planned.
Right. So, yeah, but now, so now the Patriots, for example, don't have any room for error. Every team goes in with, you play 16 games over a 17-week period. And now they were sort of just moving bye weeks, like sort of like jumbling bye weeks. That's what the Steelers and Titans did. So they were still supposed to play 16. But now you're going to have all these teams that either have their real bye week, or teams that were forced into it because of COVID, no longer having that flexibility.
Like the Broncos.
Broncos are on that list. The Titans, the Steelers, on down the line. So now when the Patriots, say in week 9, something pops up. All right, if you want to move that game, you can't move it anywhere.
Right, you have to move it to week 18.
Right.
Or do you go, well, it's only one guy, we're going to postpone it till Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. And not to give you a complete schedule migraine here, but the other part of it was the Bills and Titans are now playing on Tuesday. The Bills were supposed to play Thursday night football against the Chiefs.
Right.
Now, that game got moved to Sunday, I believe. Did they bump a game up to Thursday? John, have you seen that anywhere?
Not that I've heard.
So now there might not even be Thursday night football. Which, go back to our last caller talking about the advertisers. You're supposed to have the only Thursday night primetime game.
Right.
And now nobody's playing?
Yeah, that's a problem.
And you just toss that into the Sunday pile?
And I think the NFL is trying to do their well, it seemed like, I don't know if they're trying to do their best, but the NFL, they don't want to have week 18, week
19. No, they don't. They're pretty clear. I mean, you would have thought that would have been an original
idea. I wonder if they set a memo out and go, you know what? There might be some teams that don't have a, and I'm making air quotes, a true bye week this season based on how
is. I wonder if they can get to like week 8 and what's it going to look like at the halfway point. Mm-hmm. Where are we? How many teams have had their schedule altered? Because it's growing by the day. Like all these teams, even if it's just switching opponents, you know, like the Chargers and the Dolphins, who weren't impacted by themselves yet, but based on other teams, they've had to switch. Like it's,
but I think they can live with that. It's about,
yeah, that's more doable, especially with most places don't have a lot of fans, so you don't have to worry about that.
I think they can live with that. It's about whether the issue is going to become, you just spoke on it, Rich, is if they run into an issue where they got to go, we need a week 18.
We have a Thursday night update, so let's go to the Thursday night update desk with our own John Anderson.
Yeah, I don't have the sound ready for that, but
so it's okay. You're still on the desk.
So since there was another positive test with the Titans this morning, nothing's been canceled Tuesday. But if Tuesday's game between the Titans and the Bills is canceled, Bills Chiefs would likely just be moved back up to Thursday.
Okay. What a mess.
So
what a mess. So Kansas City right now doesn't even know if their game against the Bills is Thursday or Sunday as of right now.
So it seems like
they have to wait to see if that game even goes off on Tuesday. What? This is stupid.
So it seems like coaches are basically telling their players on Zoom meetings, basically saying, hey, guys,
be ready at any minute.
Be ready at any minute.
We can play right now.
Those coaches that have to, like, the quality control guys who plan like 2 weeks ahead, basically, they have got to be the most stressed people in every building right now.
They're like, I did my homework on the Chiefs. Like, why? We're not playing them. Like, well, we're supposed to. Like, I don't know what the
hell's
going
on. I guess that's where it comes down to. If you have the NFL, and that's why I don't think what they let the Patriots do, it now opens up this Pandora's box of, what if a team goes, wait a second, we were planning on playing on a Sunday, now you're moving us to a Thursday, or we were planning on playing on a Thursday, you're moving us to a Sunday, and a team goes, we don't want to play.
Oh, yeah, it could happen. We're a couple weeks away from the NFL being like, all right, hear me out, doubleheaders. We'll give you guys orange peels after the first game, and you can, you know, take a break. But then we're going to need to play two games in a day because that's what it's looking like. You can join us at 617-779-7937. The NFL has an absolute problem on their hands here.
Which mother's bringing the juicy boxes?
We're
going
to need everybody to get Gatorade baths, and that's what we're doing now. Fourier will rejoin us at the top of the hour. We will go around the NFL at 12:30 for the games that are being played this week. And we'll make our picks. We're going to have to pick some different games. Patriots now
gotta
off the
flexible.
Board.
We got to be flexible.
That's all we can do. This is NFL Sunday brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Presented by Kaplansky Insurance. Northeast Electrical and Zudy.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEI.
We talked about you expecting your daughter any moment now. Was there ever a thought process of you opting out?
Definitely was a thought process for sure. It definitely wasn't an easy decision. I'm trying to be smart as far as not bringing a virus into my home and into, you know, trying to affect my pregnant wife or my son or infect any teammates' kids. So I think we all just have to, you know, keep each other, you know, hold each other accountable and be smart. Sure. This doesn't impact anybody seriously.
That's James White on with Steve Burton as part of the Channel 4 pregame show there. Mm-hmm. And certainly it was a decision for a lot of guys. The Patriots had more players opt out than anybody.
Right.
And, you know, James talking about now that it has hit the team, you still got to just be as careful as possible.
Yeah. See, the problem that I think, you know, you're going to have with coronavirus in whether it's professional football or college football, not every time somebody gets it, it's going to be them doing something wrong.
I think right now it's sort of people assume, oh, they must have been at a party or they must have been at a wedding.
Like road
or they must
practices, have been whatever. You know. So I think it's just going to be, and this is why league fans, players should have said, known going into this. If I was a player playing right now, I would know, okay, there's a chance that I could potentially get coronavirus. Just because of whatever.
Sure.
I'm going to do what I am supposed to do to put myself in the safest possible position. But, hey, that does not mean it's going to protect me from not getting it.
How about this quote from Vic Fangio, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, Mike Kliss, who covers the team and has forever. He tweets this out. Vic Fangio, obviously on the game not being played this week. Quote, in a weird way, I'm kind of happy to see some of this stuff happen. Because you see who the whiners are, who the beers, the BSers maybe he meant, and who can't handle adversity. And I'm going to try hard the Denver Broncos don't fall under any of those categories.
Sounds like he's taking a shot at Belichick.
Sounds like he is. He thinks Belichick can't handle adversity?
Well,
is that what he's saying?
Or why Vic Fangio? I think Vic is like, why are we postponing this game?
Yeah. And he's like, so is he's calling out Belichick? It seems like an odd choice.
Right, but if you're telling me, because he's got to be sitting there just like you're sitting here, we're talking about it. Does he think the league postponed this game, or this was something that Belichick pressed the league to do when they ultimately came?
I mean, if you just follow it, I would think maybe at first he thought it was a league decision, but I mean, just it's pretty clear to see it's a Patriots thing.
Right, so if you're Vic Fangio, you got to be sitting there going, wait a second.
What is this? Because they got screwed a couple of times. First of all, they weren't even supposed to play on Monday. They should have just played on Sunday. That's what he's thinking.
Right.
And he's like, all right, we're moving it to Monday. Fine, that sets us up for a short week the next week, even though we did nothing wrong. But whatever, we're going to go tackle it that way. And they're like, nope, now you guys don't have a bye week. And so now, is there any chance he's referring to any of his players who are all upset about it, like Melvin Gordon?
No, because I think we know what the Denver players, their biggest thing was that when that first, I think it was a defensive lineman who went to Twitter and had said, well, why is our game getting moved around because of something that the Patriots did wrong?
Yeah, he did.
When it should be like, as a player, you would be thinking, well, if somebody has issues and you can't have a couple people play, that's on you.
Right.
We're not moving the game because you have two or three guys that can't play. Now, if you have 15 guys, that's one thing. But to think about this, the Patriots have three guys that can't play.
Yes.
Cam Newton, Gilmore.
And Coward. So you have enough guys to play. So like if you just put them to the side, you could play.
So you couldn't have played originally on the Sunday at 4:25 when it was scheduled to play?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the practice, and that's what Belichick's stepping in.
Right,
that's my opinion.
But now Vic Fangio and other players go, well, you know what?
Yeah, what was this?
So because you want us to, you didn't have no practice, now we lose our bye week.
Yeah.
But that's, when you ask me, like, what are they players thinking?
Yeah, they should be upset. I have no problem with the Broncos being upset. Another quick update to some of the injuries for the games that are being played. So for your fantasy football purposes, real quick, some of the inactives and actives brought to you by the New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. I mentioned before, Julio Jones is out. Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, and Hollywood Brown are all in. There was some question about those guys, but they're all playing. Joe Mixon is playing. Henry Ruggs is playing. Breshad Perriman is out. And how about this? For the first time since 2018, Alex Smith is active.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know if he plays today or not. They're going with Kyle Allen. They benched Dwayne Haskins, but Alex Smith is dressed.
Dwayne Haskins has had the worst week for a human possible. Today, he's got a stomach virus, and he's throwing up. He got benched last week. Dog died middle of the week.
Oh, my God. God. So really? Does he have COVID, or he's just sick?
They said stomach virus.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Well, we got to be careful now, because he's throwing up is probably a symptom of COVID.
We may never see him again, by the way. Like, he was that bad. And, I don't know, he's a first-round pick. Maybe somebody will give him a chance down the road, but...
What does that mean? It means he's a first-round pick.
It means he gets more chances is what it means.
You think that they completely pull the plug on him, even though he hasn't really gotten much?
Yeah. I mean, because Ron Rivera had Kyle Allen with him in Carolina and brought him there on purpose. I mean, unless Kyle Allen falls completely on his face, which maybe he could. I don't know, but Haskins has been real bad.
But how many games has Haskins kind of started in?
He played a decent amount last year, didn't he? I can double-check that for you.
I'm not really sure if he played a ton.
I feel like it was enough to know that he was bad. And I know that that's not fair for a rookie, but he was, let's see, last year he played 9 games, started 7.
Okay,
yeah, that's not a ton.
Yeah, so 7
this
games.
This year he started 4 games. For his career, in 11 starts, 11 touchdowns, 10 picks.
All right.
He's just like.
So 11 games as a starter, I think is.
That's not enough. You're right. Not enough.
Yeah.
But I thought he was overdrafted to begin with, but whatever. Maybe he'll end up being pretty good. You could join the program, 617-779-7937. Fourier will rejoin the show here coming up momentarily. We'll go around the league at 12:30 and make our picks around 12:45. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com. By Zooty, build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. By Northeast Electrical and by the New England Recovery Center of Westboro.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.